Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, live from Los Angeles here. We've got a great show continuing here. Anyhow, welcome back to Living the Good Life. We've got a good segment from Paxton Quigley yet again here, a cannabis healing segment. And it's always a pleasure bringing you on, Paxton. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Adam. And hello to all of our cannabis listeners throughout the world. We first like to thank our sponsor, Tikkun Olam, the world's leading cannabis company and a pioneer in medical cannabis research. I'd also like to remind our listeners that my new novel, Just Try Me, which looks at sex trafficking, is available on Amazon.com. And now we go to this week's cannabis news. Last Wednesday, July 10th, a key congressional committee met to discuss how to put an end to federal cannabis prohibition. Now, cannabis was officially outlawed in 1970. By 1971, President Richard Nixon declared the war on drugs. Now the title of last week's historic congressional meeting was Marijuana Laws in America, Racial Justice and the Need for Reform. Now here to tell us what happened at the meeting and what changes it might yield for the future is Michael Correa. Michael is the Director of Government Relations for the National Cannabis Industry Association. Michael, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you, Paxton. It's great to be here.
Good. We're happy to have you. Michael, can you tell us what happened at this government meeting in Washington, D.C.? It seems to me there was bipartisan agreement over the country's outdated cannabis laws. What's your opinion on this?
So thank you. So on Wednesday, July 10th, the House Judiciary Committee, the Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security, that's the main committee in the House of Representatives that deals with the Controlled Substances Act and deals with a lot of the drug reform issues, especially on marijuana. And this, what was historic about this hearing is, you know, really for the first time, Congress was addressing the broader issue of marijuana laws and the need to reform them. There was a hearing earlier this year on the Financial Services Committee that dealt with the banking issue and why the banking issue needed to be addressed. And there was the House Small Business Committee did a hearing on the small business component, while small businesses needed access to loans and other things. But what was historic about this hearing was it was a very broad discussion about the marijuana issue in general. And this has been my sixth year doing cannabis lobbying for NCIA, and this is the first time in my existence that Congress actually had a very open-minded, productive hearing about cannabis. And that's what was so great about it. They were able to discuss the broad issues.
So it sounds like the lawmakers agree now that reform is necessary, correct?
Yes. That was one of the big takeaways, that historically Republicans always slow played this or said how bad marijuana was. The Republicans on the committee were admitting that marijuana laws are outdated and the need to reform. It's how fast they should go about this and how broad they should be. So you're exactly right. There is bipartisan agreement that these laws are outdated and they need to be changed.
Now, did they come to any form of agreement on reform? Were there any sticking points? Was anything really solidified yet?
So in a hearing, a lot of times congressional hearings are information gathering time, and they wanted to have a broader discussion. And I don't know how many politicians you deal with, but I deal with a lot of politicians, and most of them aren't that completely knowledgeable on the history of cannabis and, you know, the background, the racial disparities. And it's up to a hearing to get that out. You know, we in the cannabis reform movement know all these. We know the history, but a lot of people on Capitol Hill, a lot of politicians don't. So the bigger issue about this hearing was just a discussion and what are some of the issues that Congress needs to be addressing. So there wasn't any agreement. There isn't any handshake that something's going to happen, but it was the first discussion about the broader need of reform. With that being said, the committee chairman is Jared Nadler of New York, and in the next week or two, he is going to be introducing his own comprehensive marijuana bill. So that's going to be really historic when that comes out.
Now, I understand that there were some lawmakers that were calling for automatic expungement of past cannabis convictions. Is that going to be in the material?
Yes. So there are different cannabis bills floating around Congress that address different issues. And some of the broadest cannabis bills go back to deal with some of the racial disparities and going back of the history and seeing who's been penalized, who's been hurt by these, you know, the war on drugs, the cannabis laws. And one of the things, one of the issues that needs to be addressed is the expungement issue. And so different cannabis bills have that component, and it is one of the things they talked about is how far Congress should be going on this. And you have to remember, Congress isn't going to just do one cannabis bill. They're going to do one bill and then two bills and three bills. There's going to be a whole series of bills. Legalization is not going to get done in one bill. And so there are many policy issues that need to be addressed, and the expungement is one of those issues. And it's going to take years to address it.
Now, I understand that there was talk of directing federal funds to help people of color so that they have a better chance of getting involved in you know, the booming cannabis industry. Can you talk about that?
Yes, and so one of the witnesses was Dr. Malik Burnett, and he's with an organization called Tribe Companies, which is a minority-owned multi-state cannabis operation, and they have operations in California, Massachusetts, and D.C., and he used to work on drug reform with the Drug Policy Alliance. And, you know, his testimony talked about a tale of two cities and how, you know, a lot of people who have access to cash, richer white people who are going to be benefiting from this, but the people who were penalized over the past 50-plus years are going to get left behind. And instead of having a tale of two cities, we need to be addressing some of these issues. And so there is a component. There are members of Congress that are open to that. And so, like I said, it is one of the many issues that was discussed.
Now, in your opinion, how close are we to ending federal prohibition of cannabis? Is it a year, 5 years, 10 years? What do you see down the line?
Well, when I first started, I thought this would be an 8 to 10 year process, and this is my sixth year. And I'm still looking at that 8 to 10 year window. So that leaves us, you know, two or three more years. And let's just look at where we're at right now. I think there are 11 states that have completely legalized cannabis. There are 30-something states that have working medical marijuana programs. And so there are an enormous amount of states that are already breaking federal laws. So it's almost getting to the point to where, why do we even need the federal law? And so when you ask when we're going to have federal legalization, I'm still looking in the next 2 to 3 years. We have a presidential election that's coming up this next year. You have almost every Democratic member running for president having a very progressive view on cannabis reform. You have a president, Trump, who is a, you know, quote-unquote deal-maker businessman that's going to be seeing the writing on the wall. And I think in that election, strange things could happen. And so I'm very optimistic in later 2019 and 2020 that you'll start seeing a lot more movement on cannabis bills on Capitol Hill and the discussion changing.
Well, that's really terrific. Has Trump said anything? President Trump made any kind of statement?
The only statements that have been said were, you know, mostly during his campaign in 2016. Is he felt that the state should be left alone to do their own policies, which is pretty pretty important. And then about a year ago, year and a half ago, when his attorney general had rescinded the Cole memo, which was very important guidance from the Department of Justice, the president was asked a question if he could support legislation on Capitol Hill. And Cory Gardner from Colorado had been talking to him and had introduced a bill called the States Act, and the president had said some good words that he could support something like that. And so when you ask what he said, it hasn't been very historic in some of the statements he's made, but it hasn't been bad. And I do think, you know, the will of the people, where the direction of America is going, that we're never going to put the genie back in the bottle. It's just a matter of how long it takes to completely roll this out, which could be 2 more years, 3 more years, 5 more years, but as long as the states are able to go forward, you're just going to see state after state after state legalizing.
Do you think there's any opposition that they'll say, you know, no, we don't want to do this? You hearing
when you
any
say they,
strong
you mean...
opposition? The legislators.
Okay, so for the most part, Democrats are broadly supportive of this. Republicans are divided. You know, about half Republicans support it, half don't. Most Republicans tend to be in the South, and the South isn't leading the country in cannabis reform. But, you know, you have Arkansas with a working medical marijuana program. You have Oklahoma that just passed a medical program last year. You have 70% of Floridians supporting medical marijuana. So, you know, I think the Republican movement is changing. The key issue is going to be the fight in the U.S. Senate. And there, you know, there are not a ton of Republican senators from cannabis-friendly states. And Mitch McConnell is the Senate leader. And unless he wants to do something, it's very hard to get movement in the Senate. And so the fight is going to be in the Senate, and the fight is going to be getting 51-plus senators to agree on something, and that's going to be the biggest challenge. That's going to be our fight going forward, is getting senators to agree on something like this.
I understand. Michael, we've run out of time, but we'd like to have you on our show again when, not if, federal cannabis prohibition is lifted. So thank you again,
yeah,
Michael,
well,
for being on
hey,
Cannabis
no
Healing.
No problem. I really appreciate it. Anytime there's an opportunity to let your listeners know what we're doing in D.C., you know, just please reach out. I really thank you for the opportunity.
Sure. Thank you again. Once again, we would like to thank Tikkun Olam for sponsoring today's show, and to remind our listeners that Tikkun's products and proprietary strains are now available in the United States. Just go on Tikkun Olam's website to find out which states are now carrying them. In addition, Tikkun Olam recently launched its Tikkun Hemp line of CBD products that can be shipped anywhere in the United States. So go to tikkunhemp.com for shipping information. And thank you to our listeners, whom we invite to tune in for more research and cannabis news, and to visit our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, by searching my name, Paxton Quigley. Stay healthy and keep in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.